And now on Breakfast with Vossi, the back page with Michael Carayannis. Thanks to Harley Heaven, the home of Harley Davidson in Sydney.
Yes, Michael Carayannis, in fact, on for the last time this year. The Telegraph's Michael Carayannis, done a sterling job all year. He'll be good again today, I've got a feeling. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Vossi. Yeah, coming to an end, but that's obviously a good time. It means we all get a break and it's Christmas, mate. Exciting time.
Hey, listen, can I just ask you just a little internal one? Newspapers these days reacting to a moment like yesterday, like the first ball of the test, and, you know, there's rolling coverage on the website, but all of a sudden it's such a moment. Then what happens behind the scenes?
Oh, yeah, there's a bit of chaos. People obviously want to... The big thing is you got to try and provide content for people that might not have seen it or missed that first ball or who are, you know, working or whatever. So you want to try and get a few paragraphs up straight away and then try and attach the clip to it as well of the Mitchell Starc wicket. And then there's the reaction from the commentators on Fox and Seven and, you know, the reaction to on Twitter and the like as well that you try and generate a bit of discussion. So there's definitely when a big moment like that happens, it's all hands on deck to try and get a story out and a reaction piece as well, so people can be engaged in.
Well, one of the people you would have helped yesterday was I got the golf nut here on the text. He says, "I was in a team meeting yesterday. Door was closed, and down the hall a fair distance is the lunchroom. When we heard a massive roar from there coming from the lunchroom, I'll never forget that moment when I heard the first wicket of the Ashes 2021, but didn't see it." So, yeah, lots of people would be like that. You know, we'd be people bipping their horns in the car. Others wondering what they're doing. They're on the phone. Now, let's get to a big story today, and it's to do with the Panthers fans. What do you know about a new stadium for Penrith?
Yeah, this has been bubbling on for, probably the best part of 2 years now. The state government is committed to funding where they re-diverted some of the funds that were going to go to Sydney Olympic Park to suburban stadiums. And there's been quite a jostling for position on which ground would get done first. And it looks like it's going to be Penrith. There's still no time frame on that, but it looks like Penrith will get done first. And I think, you know, we'll probably play out the end of the 2022 season before work starts there. But yeah, new boutique stadium for Penrith. No time frame yet, but exciting time for the Panthers. And then we look at which other grounds are potential. You know, we're hearing, you know, the West Tigers are desperate for Campbelltown to get some sort of upgrade. Manly, confident Brookvale will finally get a long-awaited significant upgrade. There's one that's happening there at the moment, and there's obviously been talk about Cogger Oval as well, and putting a, you know, a swimming pool and a multi-purpose facility there as well. So there's a bit going on in stadium land at the moment, but Penrith first cab off the rank to get one done.
Yeah, I know, and I say this, and please take it the right way. They're saying only it will cost only $300 million. Now, I say that because I think what they're proposing, I think it would cost more, personally, even though it is 25 to 30,000 people, but it's more than just a stadium. If you're building from scratch, the demolition of what you have, building from scratch, car parks, all the bits and pieces around it, and they want it as a cultural destination, so there's obviously going to be other facilities. I think you're not going to get any change out of $300 million. But anyway, that story there. Now, quickly, another story covered extensively today. Latrell Mitchell, watch your mail. Switching positions, it's been floated out there. Let's try and look ahead to when he makes his comeback. Do you think he'll be fullback? Will he be centre? Will he be in the halves? What's your thoughts?
Nah, he'll be fullback. Surely. Surely Latrell Mitchell stays in the number one jersey at South Sydney at the moment. I can't see him playing in returning to the centres. I just think he'll get a little bit lost there. And I don't think there's an... I know they've lost Adam Reynolds, but that combination of Latrell Mitchell sweeping out the back alongside Cody Walker was probably the most devastating in the competition at times last season. So I can't see him moving out of the fullback role for now.
All right, Michael. Well, as I say, thank you for your contribution to the program during the year. You're one of the best in the business covering rugby league. A good fella as well. Keep your chins up, mate, and have a great Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, mate, and enjoy the break.
Good on you, Michael Carayannis from The Telegraph. David Riccio on the program tomorrow with more news.